Richmond Mill, sir.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello, Wilbur.
Hello, how are you?
Where'd I find you?
You found me in Arkansas.
Right. Let me tell you, I read in my paper that you had some trouble with your back. Is that right?
I had a disc problem, but I think I've licked it.
Do you think that's what it is? Well, what I was going to say, now, everybody's got his own deal, but you probably heard of this fellow Ryland, Dr. Ryland. Who,
yes, I
he does Rockefeller, the Chief Justice, John Mitchell, and myself. And as a matter of fact, if it would be at all helpful, I'd like to have him go out there, and he's really a miracle worker. Because all people in our occupations have backs at one time or another.
I know it. Nelson called me about him, and
Nelson did.
I have a neurologist here in Little Rock.
Yeah.
That has been coming up to treat me.
Yeah.
I've been in traction and all of that.
Well, that traction, I tried it once. It just kills you.
But it's awful. But it's much better than this pain I had to begin with.
Yeah.
But I'm doing so much better, I don't have any pain. But he did ask me to stay at home this week.
You wouldn't, if you'd like to have Ryland take a call. He is really a miracle worker, this guy.
Let me wait till I get back to Washington, man.
Right. And what I'll tell you what you do when you're here, he comes down to Washington every Wednesday and is available, for all the... you want, and I really would like to try. He won't hurt you, I can assure you.
Have you got just a moment?
Sure.
Remember that darling granddaughter of mine?
Yes, sir.
She's standing here, and she wants to say hi to Mr. President.
Okay.
Will you do it?
I wouldn't miss it.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi
there, how are you, honey?
Hi.
And how's your granddad? Is he feeling better?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Well, you take good care of him, because we need him in Washington, okay? Okay, honey.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
All right.
She's always...
she's great. And I told her to take good care of you because we needed you here.
Would you take a moment now and say hi to my mother, who's 86?
Your mother's there? Oh, great.
Howdy.
Well, hello there. How are you? Well, I just want to say that I hope that the fact that you have lived to be 86 means that your son is going to live just that long.
I hope he does, too.
And I just was telling him that I have had this back problem myself from time to time, and I was trying to push a doctor off on him, but he said he's going to wait till he gets back to Washington. But it's painful, but it doesn't kill you.
Well, lots of good luck to you.
Well, good luck to you, and you can be mighty proud of him.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Time off.
Well, listen, that's fine. And let me say, though, that I did, the reason that I raised this is that I was talking to John Mitchell about it, and he said, why don't you give Wilbur a call? And so that's why I'm doing it.
I appreciate it.
When you get back, let me say, on a Wednesday, we'll get you late in the day, and just have you slip up, and you just never know. It's I know what it is, muscle spasm, right? You can't stand up and all those things.
I need a little more help than I've gotten. I do need that, frankly.
Right.
When I get back, I'll call on you.
Great.
Thanks
well,
so much.
You take care. Goodbye.
See yourself.
That's it.
Bye.